Well, the halftime report today is being brought to you by the fine folks at Morabito Energy Products, the area's full-service energy provider. Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your home energy dollar. Call the folks. Morabito Energy Products at 607-563-HEAT. 563-HEAT. We've got all sorts of activity going on today, Dave. I don't know if you had an opportunity. All of a sudden, we had the ambulance come back from wherever they were, and we see that they're right down here underneath us, near the, I guess, concession stand or whatever. And I don't know. It looks like they're busy again. It doesn't look like they're just parked there.
I try to peek out there, and it looks like a young lady is sitting down grabbing her knee, and she seems to have some sort of a Sydney uniform on. So maybe somebody was running around out there and slipped and fell on the pavement.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But they're tending to her.
I wonder why on a day like today. So coming up, we said that it will be Delhi at Harpersville tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. If we look ahead to games on tap for next week, Sydney at Unitigo 1 week from tonight, Friday night on the 30th of September. That one, a bit of a grudge match. And on Saturday, it will be down to Harpersville, second week in a row, this time seeing Deposit and Hancock. That Deposit Hancock is a combined team, and we'll be seeing them next week on the 1st of October. I'm not quite ready for October yet. You are glancing through the book. That means that there must be something interesting there.
Oh, I'm just looking at Sydney Warriors' records of the past. This is nice that they keep this. Passing records, completion records, all that stuff.
We don't want to say that things get a little bit boring when you have too much time on your hands or whatever we say like that. So running down the scoring recap for you, as we said, the Sydney Warriors jumped out in front on an 8-yard run by Austin McCarroll. That came at 10:14, showing on the clock, period number one. There was a point after attempt no good. That was a kick that went wide. The score remained 6-0. It stayed that way all through the next 4 or 5 minutes, and finally a 24-yard run by Cody Bourne made it 12-0. Again, the point after attempt was no good. It was wide left this time, and the score stayed 12-0 forever, basically through the whole next quarter. But because with no time remaining on the clock, Kevin Howell grabbed an interception. Nobody was able to catch up to him. He scampered 59 yards and went in for the lone score for Lansing. That made it a 12-6 contest. And the point after was a pass attempt to that very same Kevin Howell way down in the corner. But Howell couldn't get it to stick to his fingertips. And as a result, we have ourselves a 12-6 game right now. And that's where it stands. Anybody outstanding in any way as far as statistics are concerned in that first half of the ball game?
Well, Lansing really has nothing to speak of. They have one completed pass for 0 yards. However, Dake has thrown two interceptions. Rushing-wise, they have one player in positive figures, and that's Rossetti. He's got 8 yards and 5 carries. Actually, Tyler Winslow carried the ball one time for 17 yards. So he right now is their leading ground gainer, one carry. However, they did have the big 59-yard interception return at the very last play of the first half to come back into this game. Sydney, they're grinding out pretty good. They've thrown the ball 13 times unofficially and completed only two. And he's thrown one interception that went back for 6. Nate McDonald, 12 yards. John Wingate, 14 yards. The leading ball carrier right now is Walters, who's pounding it out or sloshing it out on the field for 47. McCarroll with 16. And Pat Vibbard's plus yards, minus yards, it's averaged out it's wound out to be about 8 yards, and he's completed two passes, both to McDonald, for a total of 32 yards.
Okay, now the real important question is, who's got the dirtiest uniform?
Oh, my God. The one whose number we can't tell you.
I would say that...
I think Walters is right up there.
Yeah, I would say that for Lansing, that's going to be the center and the quarterback. And they have, of course, white jerseys, so as a result, you really see it. And for the Sydney Warriors wearing the maroon jerseys tonight, just about everybody.
Oh, I did leave out one little stat. Cody Bourne, he had a 32-yard touchdown run. I forgot to mention that.
We will not shortchange that lad at all. You have 32 yards? I better update mine.
Somewhere in there.
Okay. I like your number better.
It's hard to tell.
I like your number better than my 24.
Oh.
One thing that we ought to do is talk about some of the... different division races. If you look at Division 5, that's where the Sydney Warriors are. Actually, Green is ahead in that division, as Green has ended up having a 2-0 league record, 3-0 overall, and Green finds themselves on the top of the pack. Sydney and UV are in second and third place, and they have not played a league game yet, so they're 0-0 in the league. However, Sydney's 1-1 overall, UV 1-2 overall. Shenango Forks is next in fourth place with a 0-1 record, 2-1 overall. And the Unitigo Spartans 0-1, and they're 2-1 overall. And because of point differences, they, I guess you could say, are in last place at this time. However, now it gets interesting, because if you go over to Division 6, which happens to be where Lansing is, you've got Waverly up on top, 1-0 in Division 6 play, 3-1 overall. Newark Valley in second place, 1-0 in league play, 1-1 overall. Lansing is in third place. Lansing in league play right now has a 1-1 record. They are 2-1 overall. And then Watkins Glen, Trumansburg, and winless Whitney Point round out the rest of Division 6 play. And I still have a difficult time. It's been years that Whitney Point's been over in the West, but I still think of them as being an old Sus West type of school and don't view them as in that Finger Lakes League over there. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Sydney High School, where the contest between the Sydney Warriors and Lansing is a one-touchdown affair right now. 12-6 is the score. I'll tell you, if you don't take advantage of the final weekend of September and get out and do some things, there's some really neat things going on in the towns around the area. There's a... all kinds of good stuff. I don't even know where to start, because this time of year with Harvest Suppers, if you like to eat like I like to eat, Harvest Suppers is something to have. There are some well-known ones. There are a couple of them coming up in the next week. There's a well-known Grammy-level musician coming into Earlville at the Earlville Opera House. There are interesting things in Oneonta. Up in Hamilton, New York, if you want to go that far, they're having a chocolate festival. Now, you talk about leadeth me not into temptation. So here we go, folks. It's just about ready to go. The clock says 12 minutes on it. We're ready to go. The Sydney Warriors try an onside kick that gets nowhere. That ball didn't even get to the 45-yard line. Nobody was really going to jump on it saying, you think that I'm going to go down and fall in the mud for probably a 7 or 8 yard attempt?
Like you said, that didn't go the required distance of 10 yards, so Lansing's going to get the ball in good field position. And you know, I've seen several kicks that seem to be going off of the side of people's feet tonight.
I'm certain it has nothing to do with the mud. So, folks, tomorrow, hopefully the field down at Harpersville will drain overnight. And hopefully tomorrow morning will be a nice and gentle breeze across it, so hopefully it'll be in decent playing shape by the time we kick off at 1:30. You join us. Delhi against Harpersville tomorrow afternoon. Ball kept on the ground. Look out. It is going to be into the hands of number 12. That is going to be Tyler Winslow. Winslow gets a little bit of running room as he tests the right side of the line, gets down across the 40-yard line to the 39. Give him a pickup of about 8. Corey Dake coming back in with the play. And they take a long time getting out of the huddle. Now Dake says, okay, we're ready to go. He'll move J.D. McCain to the near side. McCain lines up across from Mike Ward. The play will go to the left side. It is going to be into the hands of Tyler Winslow again. This time Winslow cannot make the turn. He'll lose a yard, maybe two on that play. We will say that it goes back to about a 3rd and 5. And the ball in one of the muddy portions of the field, not that there aren't several, but it is in one of the muddy portions of the field. Split out to the near side again, J.D. McCain. Man barking the signals is still going to be Dake. The ball will be pitched out to number 12, Winslow. Winslow gets running room this time, and it may be the first down for the Lansing Bobcats. The ball getting down to, we'll say, let's see, 50, 40, 35, about the 34-yard line. That will be 1st and 10 for the Bobcats.
That's their third first down on offense this game. But they're only down by 6 points.
10:24 on the clock, period number 3. 12-6 is the score. Ball kept on the ground. A lot of mud. And still on his feet and still churning hard. I believe that's going to be Ryan Todd. We'll have to see who comes up off the bottom of the pile with that ball. Nope, it looks to me like it's going to be 21 Ryan Todd.
Very determined run right there.
I'll tell you, I thought Todd had been stopped at the line of scrimmage initially, but he kept going, and he gets five out of that thing by the time they're done. I'll tell you, Dake has to be really satisfied with him. And now we're going to have an official's timeout. I still don't know what that one is about, unless someone's got an equipment repair or whatever.
Maybe they got a giant squeegee.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know. Okay, there is an official looking at somebody's helmet back in the Sydney area. Looked to me like it was Austin McCarroll had a snap that was unsnapped or something because one of the officials was working with it. Now they're ready to go. They give the signal. The ball will go to Dake. Dake keeps it himself, and he's going to be met back for about a five-yard loss. He was back at about the 30, we'll call it 36-yard line. And then he was ridden back even further. We'll have to see where they're going to give the forward progress, and they're going to put that down for, we'll call it a five-yard loss. It will bring up a third and about 11. There are some things that just do not seem to work, and one of them is Mr. Corey Dake trying to run. We don't have height and weight numbers on these guys. I don't know if he is just not simply, he seems to be a normal-sized guy when you see him in a uniform, but, you know, maybe he's 120 pounds. Who knows? Loss on the play again. This time a couple more. It'll drop it back to about the 33-yard line, 37-yard line. Guess they're going to say that the ball carrier that time was Howell. So it brings up a 4th and 14.
A lot of negative carries by Lansing tonight. You mentioned Dake not having a lot of success. Well, he's had 9 carries that I can tell, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them for negative yards.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be critical of him at all. I'm just simply saying nothing is working right. And we could go out and say, oh, the defensive play is awesome tonight, but I haven't seen any outstanding defensive plays either, and that's sort of the frustration of the whole thing. We're going to have a timeout on the field as now Lansing calls timeout, and they want to get things set up and get things going. Coming up a little bit later on this season, we want to tell you that we do have a couple more very important Sydney games coming up. We will be seeing Sydney on the road this coming next week, as we said, up at Unitigo, as they'll be playing the Spartans next Friday night, 7 o'clock contest. Then we will see Sydney again back here at Alumni Field. That will be on October 14th, a Friday night. They'll take on Unadilla Valley that evening. And then the very next weekend, on week number 8 of the season, they will be playing on the AstroTurf down at Green in a 7 o'clock contest at Green's Raymond Turf Field. Those are the games that are coming up involving the Sydney Warriors. We also have a couple of really interesting games coming up for the BG Bobcats. We will see them on week number 6 against Walton and a week number 7 against Delhi. Both of those are games on the road. So as a result, those of you who don't want to make that drive over into the Catskills, you can hear those contests right here on WCDO. And if I remember right, both of those, I think, are homecoming events or senior appreciation night, something for the teams involved. So now we have ourselves a pause in the action, and the conferences are over, all right? And the play resumes on the field, and look out.
Oh,
it is going to be a scramble of bodies, and we see that the pass was intended down there for Walters that time.
Walters intercepted, but then he fumbled the ball back to Lansing. So we had a double turnover on that play where Sydney got the interception, but then it looked like Walters coughed it up and Lansing fell on the ball. But Sydney looks like they're going into an offensive huddle.
We may have a new person, Anders Prestes, who now definitely has the dirtiest jersey on the field. He, if you recall, is one of those guards on the interior line for Lansing. Ball will be handed off in there to Walters. Walters carrying the ball will go from the 35, get across the 40-yard line, pick up on that play of about five, maybe six, as he battles his way up very close to the 45. They'll put it down, we'll say, at the 43, and that is a guess. We won't even say it's an educated guess. That is simply, purely, muddy field guess.
Go with that. Walters is running hard. He's hanging on to the ball. He's getting good push from the offensive line.
The snap goes back in there, this time to McDonald. Nate McDonald will go right up the middle. He pushes his way good for the first down and finally is across to the 48-yard line. I'm always impressed when somebody else in the press box can see the number. A very muddy 73, folks.
I'm going with him.
Yep. 7:19, clock running. Period number three, Sydney leading it. 12-6 is the score. It's going to be McDonald with the ball. He takes it at his shoe tops. That snap came back a little bit low. He picks it up, rumbles forward for about five as it's across midfield and down to the 47-yard line. Inside 7 minutes and the clock running.
Plus five ball, just about midfield, like you said.
Probably the most important guys on the field right now are the guys with the towels. We'll explain that later. The ball is going to be snapped. Sydney Gain, close to first down territory, not quite. We'll see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. They say it is going to be Walters on that carry. On the near sidelines, there are two men who just have towels. And that time, I happened to give the attention to Nate McDonald. He came off totally dripping with mud. They whip his helmet off. They dry his face off, dry the helmet off. Well, not they dry it. They just wipe it off. Then they give it back, and away he goes, sort of like a pit stop. Into motion. It's going to be Wingate. The ball will come to the near side. It's snapped back in there to Vibbert. Vibbert still on his feet. Tried the left side of the line. He'll get the first down as he gets down across the 40. Close to the 35. Probably about to the 34. The ball boy runs in. Brings in a dry football. The official hands him the yucky one. And more towels are put into action.
More towels, please.
First and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. Inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. Wingate in motion. Snap goes back to Vibbert, who goes off in there to Wingate. Look out, he's on his feet. Right side of the line. Still on his feet. Now he cuts back in, and it is going to be into the end zone. So John Wingate, in one that started back at the 34-yard line, he ends up with a 34-yard run.
What a nice run.
So in there, Wingate makes it now an 18-6 ball game as we are in period number three.
Wingate goes in motion to the right. The football went to Vibbert, who handed to Wingate as he crossed in front of him. He turned on the jets to get to the corner on the right, but then he gets around the corner, and he cuts all the way back across the field to the left, and he gets into the end zone.
Gets into the end zone, we'll say, at the center of the field, so more or less under the uprights. Now we're going to have a pause in the action while, again, they go and dry everybody else off, and still we do not have the opportunity to... We have a break, we'll say, between the touchdown and the point after attempt.
I think Sydney called a timeout on that.
Definitely trying to accumulate the score that you can. Sydney leading in this ball game, 18-6 is our score right now. This is one of those days, folks, when the dampness, we'll blame it on the dampness, is playing mystical things with our clock. So we do have the clock running. We do have the positioning down, so on and so forth, but the score part of the scoreboard seems to be taking a vacation today. So as a result, all scoring is here on paper, I think, is what they call.
I got the technical scoop from the scoreboard operator, Kyle Vibbert. He said that the some of the breakers that handled the scores must have got wet, so they tripped. They're not working right now.
I get that way when the rain, too. I get that way.
They're coming back. I guess the biggest challenge right now is just to hold on to the football, try to move it up the field.
So the Lansing defensive unit now gearing up to stop a point after attempt. McDonald goes in motion. Vibbert gets the ball. He passes it, but there is nobody nearby. The intent was down there for McDonald, but they could not connect with each other, so that PAT pass is no good. So three attempts, well, actually four attempts for points after, all went for naught, and at this point we have ourselves an 18-6 contest. You're listening to the Sydney High School Warriors defeating, or on their way to defeating, the Lansing Bobcats. It's Friday Night Football right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
The ball went out of bounds.
Perry Graves and Dave Keller here at a wet and rainy Sydney High School up on the hilltop above the school tonight. And one thing that I all of a sudden looked out there, Dave, and I happened to see a lot of bright, clean jerseys. So it tells me that we must have some reserves either coming into the ball game or they're running across the field, whichever it might be. But all of a sudden, we don't see mud numbers.
Boy, those are a lot easier to see than some of those guys on the sideline.
Yeah, they can change that very quickly. They can change that very quickly.
I doubt that they change numbers at halftime, which we did in high school one time. We changed numbers at halftime.
Yeah, right. Please don't do that to us.
Crazy.
Please don't do that to us. Please don't do that to us.
Well, word is that the satellite is still in the air, and I'm wondering if anybody up here has an extra hard hat that they're not using.
Listen, it's going to come in so fast. It's not going to make any difference no matter what. So it will be the Lansing Bobcats with the ball on the ground. It is going to be Dake going off in there, and I will venture a guess and say that is probably going to be Todd or Ryan Todd.
Stuffed.
This is one of those where, again, you cannot tell. So they're going to say it's Winslow. Okay, number 12 instead of 21. That's fine. Inside 5 minutes, period number three. We mentioned before it will be Delhi at Harpersville, our Saturday afternoon game. We'll have that for you somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 after 1 tomorrow. It's going to be Dake rolling back. He wants the pass. His intended receiver that time was Howell, number 33, but poor Kevin couldn't get his feet rumbling fast enough, and as a result, he ends up on his face or on his belly just out of the trajectory of the ball. Well, we hop over to the D division tomorrow for that contest. It is a league game between Harpersville and Delhi. And pretty much most of our games are going to be league games from there on out. I can't recall any non-leaguers until maybe the end of the season. 4:35, the ball will be on the ground as it is going to be Ryan Todd running this time left side. He will get to turn the corner before he's pushed out of bounds. Let's see if he got any gain on that play or not.
Number 21, Ryan Todd.
It looked to me like he was scooting upfield further than they gave him credit for.
Well, they're now moving the markers. They'll say fourth down, and it looks like it's seven. Fourth and seven coming up.
That gives Todd 4 yards on 5 carries.
I see also that it is not only Sydney that is getting some reserves in there. I see some clean jerseys for Lansing also.
Maybe they're doing that for our benefit.
Yeah.
So we can call the right number.
There's one brand clean one. That's number 15. That is going to be Dennis Britton. And he's going to be kicking the ball away. He gets off a good kick. It's going to be taken by Wingate back at about the 30-yard line. Two defenders come in and try to stop him. They can't. Wingate breaks around. Left side comes up the field. Stiff arms. Howell coming over. And he's finally going to be brought down at about the 45-yard line. I see a flag on the play. That's way over on the far side. And they're going to put the ball down at about the 45-and-a-half, 46-yard line, and they're going to be talking among the referees to decide what they're going to do. That flag went down way across the field. It's going to be, it looks to me, called against Sydney. I don't know. I haven't looked at my quick signals, but that one was a, I don't know.
Are they calling a hand to the face? Because he threw a stiff arm at the end of the run, and it was right to the face mask of the would-be tackler.
It was right down here in front of us, but the flag was thrown all the way across the field. Regardless, it will be against, and they are going stiff arm against the Sydney Warriors, so it's going to be going all the way back. I don't know. Go back to my hippy-dippy little chart. And I don't really see any indication that looks as good as the officials gave it. That's a great idea. I like that. Man in motion this time will be McConnell, but look out. The ball will be carried by Walters. He gets across midfield and is going to finally be brought down bulldog style at the 45-yard line. Good gain on that play. 3:19 on the clock. Sydney leading it, 18-6.
Give him 20 yards. That was a nice run. And again, nothing fancy, just slashing straight upfield. Getting some bulk behind his runner blockers.
The Lansing defense has not really been able to get a great footing. It's always sort of, we're on you after you've gone somewhere, but they're not running in that big wall. Look out, Walters with the ball again. It's going to be way across the field. Excuse me, Cody Bourne. Too many twos on people's backs. Remember, in this ball game, we have in there 2 Cody Bourne, 12 John Wingate, 22 Brandon Walters. All 3 of them carry the ball from time to time.
That was another nice run to give him 15 yards. And
Cody Bourne gets it down inside the 30-yard line. We'll call it about the 29. Give or take a few yards. Look out, Vibbert going to have to dive on it, and it's loose ball, and it may very well be Lansing. Let's see. They were right in front of the white hat referee, and they're going to say that Vibbert recovers it. Boy, I'll tell you, he went down hard. He grabbed that ball. It looked to me like it squirted away from him. Whether he kept a hand on it, who knows. Now they're going to say it will be Sydney Warrior ball.
The unfortunate thing for that is Kyle Vibbert gets minus 10 yards added onto his running. That's too bad. The ball slipped out of his hands. He dropped down. He fell on the ball, rolled over. The ball fell out again, but he pulled it in.
2:03 on the clock. The third quarter of this ball game. Split out to the near side is Mike Ward. Wingate also off on the near side. Snap goes back, this time to Nate McDonald. McDonald hands it right off to the man coming through, which I believe was Walters. Okay, Walters picks up a couple. It's still going to be a second or third and 15. didn't get substantial gain on that play. 1:25, clock running, period number three. Mike Ward split to the near side again.
Well, he had a couple of terrific catches the last time we saw him play.
Wingate also out here. The ball snapped back to McDonald right up the middle. Look out. Nate McDonald found a hole, and he's off to the races. So Nate McDonald, in a play that started back, we'll say, at the 35-yard line. So a 35-yard run for McDonald. And with that, it makes it a 24-6 contest. That one coming up at 1:03 in period number three. Sydney, pleasing the home crowd faithful tonight, still is drizzling, not quite as much as earlier in the contest, but most of the fans who came out for the game have stayed for the game. Wingate goes in motion from left to right, and it is going to be a pass from McDonald, intended for Wingate, but the PAT pass again is going to be incomplete. So as a result, we have now 5 point after attempts between both teams. I don't know what we hit there, but whatever it was loud. So we have ourselves a 24-6 contest, folks, and the score remains that way. You're listening to Tri-Town Area Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Ribeye Steaks, just $3.99 a pound. Large California Dole Pascal Celery and Iceberg Lettuce, an incredible 89 cents each. Chicken of the Sea Solid White Tuna is only 98 cents. Campbell's Tomato or Chicken Noodle Soup, 59 cents each. Assorted Cap'n Crunch Cereals, buy one, get one free. And 6 ounce La Yogurt Yogurts are 3 for $1 at Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A big, long kick that goes from Nate McDonald way down to Ryan Todd. Down at about the 10-yard line, Todd signaled for it, man, I'm off and running, and he lost his footing and went down. They said, your knee is down. As a result, the Lansing Bobcats have the ball first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. In fact, it may even be at about the 9-yard line. It was one of those where that time we saw the field won. Oops, excuse me.
He tried to take off, but the cleats just gave, and boom, he went down to his knee. And when that happens, you're down, play over.
Some of you may have heard a loud feedback thing. We were trying to find out where that came from, and apparently it came from the field announcer here. It was not in our WCDO set, but where we were scampering trying to figure out where that noise came from right before the commercial. We're down to 45 seconds. The clock is running, as it will be now, let's see, a 2nd and 15 for the Lansing Bobcats. Clock still running as we're getting ready to go to the 4th and final quarter. We'll probably get one play in here before the quarter, and that will be it.
Andrew Zerati not having a lot of success. He's had 2 carries, minus 11 yards.
They're out of the huddle, lined up and ready to go. Clock still running. The ball will be on the ground, no big gain, and it is going to probably let time run out. Corey Dake trying to get something going, but he got pushed back for a slightly larger loss. It'll bring up, when time gets going, it'll bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it 18. And with that, time runs out, and we will move to the 4th and final quarter in a contest that has seen the Sydney Warriors going up on top of Lansing by a 24-6 score. They have been in the lead right from the very start of this ball game. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Sydney High School, Sydney, New York, for the contest between Sydney and Lansing. Third quarter bright spot, Mr. Keller.
Third quarter bright spot. Well, you know, it's got to be old Nate McDonald. He had a nice 35-yard romp, Wingate. He had a 34-yard run, but I think the field is winning right now.
So we have the fourth and final quarter getting ready to go. Lansing with the ball. They have a third and about 18. The ball down inside the 5-yard line at about the 2. The ball will be carried in there by Tyler Winslow. He can't turn the corner, and that will bring up a fourth. And still, and we'll say 17, 18 yards, and the ball still located very close to the Lansing goal. Now, what am I doing here, sir?
This is going to be tough because he's going to be punting from deep in his own end zone, and he's got to make sure he cleanly fields the snap, you know? Otherwise, you've got a safety going there.
You could think of it this way. If I got back on the track, maybe I'd have better footing. The ball is kicked high, and it bounces right behind Corey Dake. Dake actually looked over his left shoulder. The ball came down right behind him. But to tell you the field position that Sydney will have, they were at about the 30-yard line in Lansing territory when that ball came down. So Sydney will take over first and 10 at the Lansing 30-yard line. And we talk about good field position. That's it.
And to tell you the truth, that's a better punt than I thought Lansing was going to get out of this situation.
If you look under the bright lights, you still see a mist, but we don't see the driving rain that we saw earlier. The ball will be kept on the ground and churning his way forward. It's going to be number 10, Pat Vibbard, who picks up about 4 as he gets down 25 about, give or take. First of all, we're blocked out by the field and then by the Sydney Warriors, so you can't see anything over on that side.
Oh, I was just going to say,
we'll call it second and 5.
You could see the 10-yard markers on the back side of the field except for where the opposing players are standing in front of them. So your guess is as good as mine.
10-16. Clock running. Oh, bad snap. It's low. Finally going to be picked up in there by one of the Sydney Warriors. We'll have to wait and see who it is. The ball bounding around in the Sydney backfield. Finally grabbed. If I had to give a guess, I'd probably say that was Wendy. I don't even know if he was in there.
Well, I don't know if they handed the ball off to somebody or if they were kicking it around down there.
They're going to say McCarroll is the man who came down and snatched it off the ground and scampered. He didn't get any positive running space at all that time, but he prevented a turnover. 9:37, clock running. Still a third, and we'll call it 5. There are two very wet spots on this field. One of them is in the center of the field. Ooh, Pitch out intended for number 24, Nate McDonald. The ball will be grabbed and picked up in there by number 64. That is John Sterling. John Sterling. So Sterling is senior. He's a senior reserve. He was off toward midfield, didn't get very far. Vibbard was right there to grab him around the waist. But he battles his way up to the 45-yard line, and as a result, has the ball back for the Lansing Bobcats. I mentioned the other very wet spot, and that is where the team has been walking up and down the sidelines, and that is very soupy.
John Sterling on that, trying to make something happen. He picked up a football, and he wasn't tackled, so he started running with it. Finally, someone caught him and dragged him down. He could have gone a long way with that.
Born way off on the near side this time. Clean jerseys in there at quarterback. We'll see what it is. Oh, it's got to be, oh, number 10. Okay, that is going to be number 10, Mason Carrican. Mason Carrican. I said Born was on the near side. That was not. Let's check that. J.D. McCain split out to the near side. Switch the rosters.
I like this Mason Carrican because you can easily see his number and jersey.
And there's one other reserve that's in there, too. That's number 61, Vasily Avromu. That is very interesting. Senior Avromu. We mentioned before that the Lansing coaching staff provided us not only with a roster, they also gave us a pronunciation guide, which is just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and that last one you mentioned is nothing like it's spelled.
Yeah. That is true. The ball snapped back, and it is going to be in there. Carrican, who passes this time intended out on the flat for number 30. It was intended out there for Greg Lair, but as a result, Lair was not able to catch it. He was hit immediately by Brandon Walters, who just rode him down.
But that was another case. The ball hit him right in the hands, and I see a flag on the field, and it just went right through his hands. These guys are just having a real, real hard time hanging on to that football.
They're going to march off five again. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's see.
Now
they went back toward, initially they went back toward Lansing. Now they're going in the Sydney direction, and it is going to be against the Sydney Warriors. It's a long one. It'll be across the 40-yard line, and they finally put it down at about the 39.
Holy mackerel. I'm not sure what the call was. I don't see an indication, but Lansing has pretty good field position.
8:36 on the clock, fourth and final quarter. Ooh, Carrican, I believe, has lost the football. It is down. There's a scramble. We'll see if one of the Lansing Bobcats had it. It looks to me like it's been turned over to Sydney. I have no idea who fell on that football.
It was hard to see. I was looking for a number.
Damian Finch.
I thought I saw a number. Someone with a number 7 on his jersey come up on the bottom. Damian Finch will give him the credit.
So it will be Lansing on defense now as the Sydney Warriors have the ball. First and 10, 41-yard line, 8:11 on the clock. Sydney leading comfortably in this ballgame, 24-6. McCarroll off on the near side. Nobody is going in motion. It's going to be Damian Zimmer who finds himself in a blocking position this time, trying to open a hole for Brandon Walters. Can't do that too successfully. Walters will get about a 1 yard gain as he tries to go through the center of the line.
Not much going there.
7:40 and the clock still running. As we said before, this is probably what it's not an uncomfortably cold night.
No.
But if you're wet, I'm certain that you're going to be chilled right to the bone. McCarroll going in motion this time. Vibbard will hand the ball off on the near side. Goes in there to number 12. That is going to be Wingate. Wingate still on his feet. Now he's going to break away.
Man.
No, he won't. He was stopped at about the 35. He rolled off the attackers. Finally managed to get down inside the 25. And we'll have to see where they spot that ball, but a good run by Wingate. And it's going to be somewhere in 23, 24, 25, somewhere in about that area. Yeah, now they're getting closer to the 20.
Now, that's a 41-yard run. Pretty good little chunk of change right there.
Inside the seven-minute mark, period number four, Vibbert gets the snap, goes off to Cody Bourne. Bourne, look out! He's got a hole. He is through it and scores. So number two, a 20-yard run by Cody Bourne, now makes it a, let's see, 30-6 ball game. And we'll see if the PAT, what do I want to call it, drought, can go. We'll know in just a second.
Boy, Bourne, he hasn't run the ball much tonight, but every time he has, it's been gold. He's got a 32-yard touchdown run, 15-yard run for a first down, and a 20-yard touchdown run.
So Cody Bourne, ooh, the snap will come back, and it was the drought will continue. The man who was in there that time was number 22, Troy Osterman. He managed to get his hands on the Sydney, we'll say it, snap receiver. And as a result, he is going to be brought down. No good is what they say. 30-6 is where our score stays. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Very great. Dave Kellen, Friday night football for you. The Sydney Warriors over Lansing by a 30-6 score. Kick by the Warriors is going to be down, taken by number 21. That is Ryan
Help wanted.
Todd.
The Sydney McDonald's
Todd getting the ball somewhere in the neighborhood of the 20-yard line, getting back to about the 25. And let's see.
Yeah, Aaron McCarroll made a really nice hit on that. You know, Harry, I find it very interesting that on a night like this that you're choosing to use the word drought.
Yeah, right. Well, nobody's managed to get a point after. All you have to know in this game right today is how to divide by six in your good shape.
Yeah.
You know, no. And all we can say is that the rain appears to be a little less hard than it was at the start of the ball game.
Less hard is a good way to put it. Still dripping, though.
6:18 showing on the clock. Lansing with the ball. It is going to be Corey Dake in there, and Dake going to the hard-running, I believe that is going to be Ryan Todd again. I see a one coming up off the bottom of the pile.
Oh, boy, come on, turn so we can see your number.
Yeah, Ryan. I think it's 21, Ryan Todd.
Well,
so
give him 9 yards.
Todd getting a little bit of running room, getting out to about the 29-yard line.
Stop made by number 33, Roberto Ojeda.
So we see 5-4-3 on the clock. A number of reserves into the ballgame. We'll try to get them for you as time goes on. Snap goes back to Dake. Dake snap just laterals it off in there to Ryan Todd. The big running fullback picks up another 5, maybe 6 yards as he gets out to about the 35-yard line before he runs into A, the slippery field, and B, a couple of Sydney defenders, and the two of them team up to bring him down. Not until he's got the first down. That will be at about the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Lansing Bobcats.
I've only got Lansing is having 4 first downs this game. That was their fourth one.
one thing that you have to say good things for, and that is what they call the golf umbrella. Lots of big ones here today. It is going to be, let's see, handoff in there to Mario Rizzetti. And Rizzetti now right up the center, and he'll pick up about eight.
Is he?
Excuse me, they're going to say Ryan Todd. All right, well, we'll not argue about that.
I'm not arguing. I'm not seeing the numbers, so I can... Whatever he says is good.
Todd picking up about eight. That will bring the ball out to, let's see, the 45. Yeah, but call it the 45. 4.5 minutes remaining in this contest. Tomorrow, Delhi at Harpersville. We'll have that game for you at about 20 after the hour of one. Dropping back is going to be Dake. He wanted to pass, and the ball is going to squirt out of his hands. A scramble for it in the backfield, and they will say the Sydney Warriors have recovered. So Sydney getting that ball somewhere near the 35-yard line. It may be a yard or two high of that.
Cody Bourne came screaming in off the edge on the right side and totally blindsided the quarterback. He didn't see him coming, and the ball just came out on a night like tonight.
34-yard line is where they'll place the ball. 4 minutes showing in this ball game. Scampering back into the lineup is going to be number 20, Connor Aysen. You can see him easily. He's the one very clean jersey out there. Another very clean jersey is Cameron Peter, number 40. Both of those reserves for the Bobcats. Peter off on the near side this time. He's being watched by Ethan Green for the Sydney Warriors. Flag will fly way over on the far side. Illegal procedure against Sydney, so they'll march that back 5 yards. And it will bring up another first down. But this time it's first and 15.
You look at the crest of the field, the very, very middle, especially around the midfield. It's absolute mud pit. Oh, my goodness. You know, the officials' pants are still nice and white, though. None of them have gone down tonight.
Some fields around the area, if you look at them, some are just great fields and drain well. Others seem to have a little richer clay mixture in there, and as a result, the... water sort of seems to sit on top of the grass and lap at you. 3:09, clock running, fourth and final quarter. The ball will be pitched back. It's going to be carried in there by Roberto Ojeda, number 33.
Number 33, Roberto
and
Ojeda
gets no gain on that play. He was right in the center of the mud patch. Now Nate McDonald comes back into the ball game. Still a number of reserves in that backfield. It's just simply that they brought in McDonald. We'll see if the pitch comes back to him. Man goes in motion, loose ball, and it will be finally picked up in there. Ooh, this is going to be tough. Ojeda was there, but they're going to go to...
Nate McDonald,
okay, is the man who will... who pick up that loose ball. And when he picks up that loose ball, he buys the loss.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of yards on the negative side on that one. That will bring up a third, and we'll call it 17. Two-minute mark here, fourth and final quarter.
I was just going to say, we're ticking down to 2 minutes and past.
Sydney leading in this ball game, 30-6. Man goes in motion. That is, and flags will fly. Taylor Donegan moved from left to right, but flags were flying. The play will be stopped there. And I believe it is going to be a procedural call against the Sydney Warriors. Yep, that moves it across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. And it will bring up a third and above 20.
Not that you like penalties, you know, don't get me wrong, but that actually went in Sydney's favor because they blew the play dead before the snap. And if they took the play, Lansing would have the football because they fumbled it and Lansing fell on the ball.
Once again, the man is going to be in motion. That is Taylor Donegan. But once again, we see a flag way across the field. and it's probably going to be another procedural call against the Sydney Warriors. They pick up everything, the ball included, and go across midfield to about the 47-yard line. That will bring up a third and above 30, 1 minute 26 seconds left in this game.
Now, Harry, I don't want to sound redundant here, but with all these flags, this game is becoming sloppy. Can you have a sloppy game on top of a sloppy game? I mean,
you never know. But then again, the only way you get better is to play the reserves, and that's what the coaches are doing right now. We have a man in motion. I believe we may have had another. I didn't see the flag, but all of a sudden everybody stopped.
I saw the flag. We had a guy backing up on the line of scrimmage on the offense before the snap, so push him back again. That's three penalties in a row.
Taylor Dunnigan had started to move as he was the man in motion. And he just trotted across from left to right in that backfield and then stopped. And you knew when he stopped that the whistle had been blown.
Oops.
50 seconds. The clock is running. Splitting out to the near side. Ethan Green. Time for one more play. This time, Donegan goes into the motion to the left side. The ball will be kept in there by number 24, that's Nate McDonald, and Nate McDonald is going to be hammered. The timeout will be called in there by Lansing. Why you call a timeout with less than 30 seconds, I do not know, especially when you're trailing by a score of 30-6. Most of the fans have stayed throughout. Now some of the fans begin to fold up those umbrellas and head out of the stands. The Lansing team has gone to the far sideline, which that's interesting. Maybe that's the way they do all of their timeouts. Coming up tomorrow, we will be having Delhi at Harpersville. And then next weekend, a couple of pretty darn good games for you, or at least on paper they're going to be pretty good games. It will be in week five. And, yeah, what did I do? Flip the page here. Too far. It'll be Sydney up at Unitigo on Friday night, deposit at Harpersville again on Saturday afternoon. So we'll be down at Harpersville for two weekends in a row. Now, it is going to be Donegan in motion, and the play will come to the near side again, and it looks like it will be Nate McDonald on the last, what could be the last play of the game. He's finally going to be brought down after he crosses midfield and gets down across the 45. Brought down at about the 41-42-yard line, 20 seconds showing on the clock. We've had all kinds of whistles. We'll have to see what the deal is. Remember that you can hear all of these broadcasts, and some of the games are exciting enough so you do want to hear them a second time. They're archived. Just go to WCDOradio.com. That's WCDOradio.com. Go to the sports tab. Go to the audio vault. And all of our games are archived there from 2011 going forward. 19.8 seconds. A couple of changes made on the defensive unit for... on the offensive unit now for Lansing. They're going to say it's Lansing ball. We may very well have had another timeout because now Lansing goes over to the far sidelines and they want to do it all over again. There are days when it goes like that. Well, we mentioned the fact that... let me get up the up-to-date notes here. Coming up tomorrow, it will be a league contest between Delhi and Harpersville. Delhi winless this year. They've gone up against Unitigo and Oxford of the nearby teams, along with Eldred. And Harpersville is 1-1, and they ended up beating Whitney Point and losing to Bainbridge-Guilford. So it's going to be an interesting contest tomorrow, but it is a league game, so it counts. Both teams, be hyped for that. I would hate to be just standing in the middle of the field in the rain waiting for the other team to come out of the huddle.
They're probably not minding this at all. As a matter of fact, they probably think it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Maybe.
You know, it's going to feel good, though, is a nice hot shower after.
Yep. Yep. I don't think there'll be anybody taking quick, short run through the water and get out of town. All right, now everybody's back and ready to go. 19.8 seconds remaining. It will be Lansing with the ball, and it will be kept on the ground. And the ball carrier is going to be, oh, he is just an absolute mess. I believe that is Ryan Todd. You can't see anything at all as far as the number is concerned.
Going the wrong direction.
Loss on that play of about 2 yards. So it'll bring up a second and 12. Clock stopped at 11:07 on the clock.
I don't see why they're stopping the clock, you know. They're down
30-6.
Yeah.
So what will probably be the final play of the game coming up right now? And it is going to be Kyle Gregardis who snaps the ball back. He goes in there to Dake. Dake on the right side gains about 10 yards and finally is wrestled down, but not before or not until he is going to be stopped before he gets back to the first down line. So he managed to get about 9.5 or 10 yards. He needed about 11. So the final score, the Sydney Warriors 30. And the Lansing Bobcats 6. You're listening to live Tri-Town football on your station for sports, WCDO.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life, let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here for the post-game show. Well, there are some days when one person seems to get his name mentioned all the time. Lots of times, that'll be that person who scores again and again and again. And that was not the case this time. There may have been some people who were mentioned a whole lot for battling it out in the trenches, but the scoring all over the place. The man who got the first one tonight was Austin McCarroll. That one came at 10:14 on the clock in the opening period. It made it a 6-0 ball game. Then after that, there were touchdowns by Bourne, Wingate, McDonald, Bourne again for the Sydney Warriors. There was a Kevin Howell interception ran back for Lansing, and that's all she wrote right there. No point after attempts were successful, and as a result, the final score was divisible by 6. 30-6 was the final score. Well, our postgame, let's see, being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customer first. Every single day, NBT, member FDIC. Well, Coach Dave, I've given you the task of trying to figure out who you think were the outstanding people offensively, defensively, and waterproofly.
Well, it was much easier to call it in the first half when you could see their jerseys. But anyway, there were several guys that kind of stood out. Nate McDonald had another good game. John Wingate did very well. Cody Bourne, he touched the ball three times, but he wound up getting 67 yards and two touchdowns. But I got to give it to the workhorse. Man, we're going to go with Brandon Walters. Unofficially, 11 carries, 82 yards. He didn't score a touchdown offensively, but that's about 7.5 yards a carry.
Almost on cue, the rain has started to come down again. Now, this was all done by design. It was called wash those jerseys while they're still on the players before they happen to get back to the locker room. It is all of a sudden raining much harder than it was just a bit ago. So, let's see. The post-game show also sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a great deal. And a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet in Unadilla, in Oneonta, and in North Norwich. And the Catalog Outlet is bringing you the the dynamic defense player in tonight's game.
Well, you know, we had Howell from Lansing, who had an interception for a 59-yard touchdown pass, but it could have gone to Brandon Walters, too. He had a good game, two interceptions, two recovered fumbles, but we're going to go with John Wingate tonight. Interception, nice pass defense. He could have had two interceptions, and he was making tackles all over the field. Good game, John Wingate.
And the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Contact Rose Smith at 607-563-3533. That's 563-3533.
Okay, well, the all-purpose player tonight. Well, we could have given it to Mother Nature, I suppose, but no, it's going to be a Sydney sweep. We're going to go with Cody Bourne. He touched the ball three times, ran the ball nicely, two touchdowns. And he was forcing fumbles on the defense. Good game all around.
So, it is another one in the record book. It is 32-6, the final score. The Sydney Warriors defeating Lansing on a wet, rainy night in Sydney, New York. Now, the challenge for you, Coach Keller, is to put on your slicker and as deftly as possible to make your way back to the car without getting drenched.
Yeah.
Oh, so, folks, we have our assignments. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon, as we said, down at Harpersville for the contest between Delhi and the Harpersville Hornets. So that's about 1:20. In the meantime, you stay tuned for continuous favorites to FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDL. From Sydney, it's Harry Graves and Dave Keller. Good night, everybody.